You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Calling all writers and would-be writers, the fabulous Stephanie Wilder Taylor and I are conducting a virtual pitching workshop. That's pitching your article, pitching your book, pitching your essay. It's going to happen on October 23rd. That's a Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time. We'll tell you everything we know about getting your work published online to build up your resume. It will also include an up-to-date list of over 80 places to send your stuff. You get to walk away with that. Let me know if you want a spot or pass it along to anybody who might be interested, please. The price for the workshop is $135, and you can register by emailing Stephanie here, stephaniewildertaylor@gmail.com. That's stephaniewildertaylor@gmail.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Voyage AC.
Hey, it's starting to be candle time around here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I do. Our house is starting to look a little bit like an Elton John Candle in the Wind video.
It does. But you know, hon, as the days start to get shorter, and I just love the glow of Voyage AC's candlelight around the house. Mm-hmm. It's so...
romantic?
Yes, romantic and cozy and warm and just gorgeous.
Right.
You know, there was a time in my life when I only bought Voyage AC's candles as gifts, but now I can't stop buying them for us.
By the way, we could probably use another one of those giant votive candles by the family room fireplace.
Right? Mm-hmm. See, that's what I'm talking about. Now, you'll want to check out all of Voyage AC's gorgeous face and body products, beautiful scents, and phenomenal candles, these candles. So how can our listeners find Voyage AC?
You can find Voyage AC on our brand new website at theonlyonepod.com. Or you can go to www.voyageac.com directly. That's VoyageEETCIE.com.
And as you know, Melanie is always willing to give my friends and family discount to all of our listeners right now. That means you get 10% off everything you buy.
And all you need to do is enter the only one at checkout.
That's right. All you have to do is enter the only one when you make your purchase. Voyage AC is the ultimate luxury blend of travel, design, and sense.
This podcast is supported by Cute Booty Lounge. And if you haven't heard, Cute Booty Lounge has signed up to sponsor this whole season.
The entire 11th season. I'm so excited.
Awesome. What an honor to promote a friend's business. Mm. Kelly Nishimoto and her whole team have become really close friends of all of us here at The Only One in the Room.
Yes, they have. And they are incredible partners.
And honey, there's just something about their leggings. When you wear them, I can't keep my hands off of them.
That's evidenced in the TikTok we posted this week. Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen it yet, go check us out on The Only One Podcast on TikTok. And you will see there that Scott is telling the absolute truth.
Busted.
Cute Booty Lounge is made right here in the USA by women and for women. The company is incredible. It's female and minority owned. Everything they make makes your booty look amazing. Mm-hmm. Dresses, tops. We talked about that last week. The tops, yeah, make everything else look amazing. But the lounge and the sleepwear and their leggings have these super cute patented scrunch butt pockets. Everybody recognizes them from their pockets. There is a cute booty style for everyone. Cute Booty Lounge has you covered. Embrace your body and love your booty.
And to make it even sweeter, head to cutebooty.com and enter the code THEONLYBOOTY to get 15% off your first order.
Yeah, you better pull up that website right now and get this deal.
Right, so head to cutebooty.com and enter the code THEONLYBOOTY to get 15% off your first order. Emmylou, thank you so much. There's something about you being here that reminds me of the beginning of our journey. You talked about your schedule when you first started getting sober in LA. You talked about being in LA for a couple of years and not being sober.
Yeah.
One of the questions I had was, what led you to getting sober in LA? Can I ask? What was going on with you internally that caused you to seek a solution that seems drastic to so many people?
I was searching, like many of us, searching for something, searching for meaning. Mm-hmm. And I was studying yoga and practicing a lot of yoga at the time.
In LA?
In LA. Uh-huh. And I was, you know, driving drunk to go teach yoga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you
somebody's
know,
doing that right now while we're talking,
doing
by
that
the way.
Right now. Uh-huh. You know, and I would like stop at a stoplight and like open the door and like puke out the side and then keep going.
See, I never knew that about you, but I love that
podcast. But this is something I would say, you know, in one of our meetings, not for general consumption, but yeah, that's where I was. And I was really struggling. And I just got to a point where I knew I couldn't do it anymore, but I couldn't imagine being sober, going through life sober.
Yeah, me either.
I couldn't fathom it. So that's what brought me into the 12-step rooms, and I just feel so lucky.
It's so weird. I formed this whole story about your journey because, like, you know, like, I think the thing is when you meet people in that environment every day, but you don't exchange conversation so much, you learn a lot about people that you wouldn't learn if you talked to them. Do you know what I mean?
Like,
you just see them go through life. I remember meeting you and thinking how serious you were about your recovery. You were quiet, showed up on time, you paid attention, you were like a full participant of what was going on around you. And then a few years later, you know, I think the thing that kind of touches me the most about your journey was that thing with Jane the Virgin, because my kids, at that time, my daughters were growing up on the East Coast and they would come and stay with me here. And, you know, we had to bond over something. And Jane the Virgin was one of those things that we bonded over, you know?
Yeah.
And I had a friend writing for the show, and I felt very connected. I think the example that you said was that you showed up for your recovery, and then your life showed up for you, and you were able to do that, and it was inspiring. And I just quietly was rooting for you in the stands the whole way.
Thank you so much for that, Scott. Yeah. Thank you. Our mutual friend Lee said to me, and friend of the podcast.
He is a guest. He was a guest, yes.
Yes, he is.
Said to me, you know, I can't picture you out there drinking. I just can't picture it. And then he said, I don't want to picture it because it was a crazy time. Like you say, like I showed up and I didn't know what I was doing when I showed up to 12-step. And the same thing with my first job, Jane the Virgin. Had no idea what I was doing. Mm-hmm. Totally, I say not qualified because I had no experience, but I just showed up and kind of worked through my fear and was thrown into the deep end of the pool, and I made it.
And then then you did, like, probably, I'll ask, but I'm assuming you threw your own life experience into the situation, into the writing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
I think as I watched the show, it became obvious to me that there was a lot about that culture that I didn't know about, you know? That was funny, and it gave me a deeper compassion for the people that I see every day, you know, in Los Angeles. So do you think that that's, you know, being the only woman in the writer's room, it's an ongoing battle to tell the story as you want to tell it, I'm sure, huh?
Yeah. The creator and showrunner, Jenny Ehrman, is brilliant and talented, and I really credit her with bringing together an amazing room. And she did really try, especially in subsequent seasons, to incorporate more Latinx voices in the writer's room and behind the camera as well as in front of the camera. And I think it really showed on that show. She was really, even though she is a white woman herself, and that story is definitely told through her lens, authenticity was very, very important to her. And I think it shows,
I agree.
We're going to take just a quick break to tell you about a cool new product that Scott and I discovered. And we'll get back to our guest's amazing Only One story in just a minute.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
I was going through your Instagram thing, too, and you look very happy in your marriage.
Oh, thank you. I thought you were going to remark on my gray hair, which
that touch of gray.
The viewers might
It's lovely.
See.
I didn't remember it.
I'm also the only one in the room who presents as my age who has gray hair.
You look wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah. How long have you been married?
It's going to be next summer. It'll be 10 years.
Wow. So he's been on this journey with you from the beginning.
Yes. He has been on this journey with me and could not be more supportive of my writing and my recovery and just an amazing human being.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice work. Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of people get into the journey and then they lose the person that started with them.
Well, yeah. I mean, and he was the problem, by the way, when I showed up to 12-step. I was like, what am I going to do about this boyfriend?
I've heard that,
I was like, I can't even be in the same room with him. I'd rather sleep in my car than be in the same room with him. And, you know, then I got sober and, you know, he's the biggest gift of my life.
Uh-huh. It's funny how that perception shifts.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's good that some people get out of their relationship. I do.
Yeah.
But I root for the people who hold on to it. And they, you know, I mean, I think biggest thing in my relationship is learning how to understand what I'm responsible for, you know, and it's usually most of the problems I find, I'm the one perpetuating the issue.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So in turn, that must mean I have the solution as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Isn't that empowering?
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, that journey of not trying to fix inside stuff with outside stuff, that becomes kind of an ongoing, one I never get to outgrow.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Yeah. So. And so you are working on, do you have a secret project? Do you have something that going on that you're not telling people about?
Well, I'm always working on my own things that I won't share.
You have a book going?
Not yet. Okay. I actually, you know, lots of stuff at various stages of development over here. But yeah, I've got my hands full on my current project for Fox. And I'm just so excited that it seems like we are approaching normalcy again very slowly after a couple of years of, you know.
Yeah, just craziness,
surreal,
right?
Yeah. Surreality.
I don't think we'll ever be the same, but
no.
I think that we are reaching some sort of place where we can function and grow.
Yeah. And we made it, the recovery community has made it through, you know, like we were on Zoom for a while and now we're starting to get back in person. And
I was really grateful for that community because it was a place where we could speak in common about what we were experiencing. And then the gratitude for having a community, a place to ground myself, became indispensable.
So, like, so important.
Yeah.
So after everything we've gone through.
I am so glad you joined us today. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Only One in the Room. Please join us each Tuesday and Sunday for an incredible brand new Only One interview. And every Friday for On My Nightstand, where I'll be reading something that I love. If you have an Only One story you'd like to share or a piece of writing you'd like to submit, please send it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com. From all of us at The Only One in the Room, we wish you dopeness, health, and prosperity.
Stranger, I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.